time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Tuesday, January 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Got a recap field report for a couple of things that happened yesterday. Last night, greatly appreciate the Patriots that showed up at the Sheboygan County Republican Party meeting. Not as big a crowd as they normally get, but quite a few Patriots were there. And I arrived late. The snow was a little bit blowing, and the roads were a little icy. So I had to slow down and drive like a normal person. So I was late, because I'm always factoring in my speeding, which I wasn't able to do. So I appreciate sneaking into their meeting last night, and right, wouldn't you know it, as soon as I walked in, they were talking about the special state committee meeting that was held in Houghton Lake on Saturday. Judge North was talking about questions, concerns about raising money for this year's election. And the chairman, Rick Selva, looked over at me and kind of smiled, gave me a wink, and asked me to give my impression of what happened in Houghton Lake on Saturday, and to basically answer the question, where do we go from here? There's obviously a split in the Michigan Republican Party's leadership. What happened on Saturday, January 6th, along with what happened on Saturday, January 13th? Well, the bottom line is, folks, and you can text me PC, many of you have already, Patrick Kolbeck summed it up pretty simple, using math. Very, very, very simple. When you factor in the illegitimate meeting that took place on Saturday, January 6th, and you factor in what happened at the legitimate meeting on Saturday, January 13th, here's the bottom line. 60.9% of the state committee members support Christina Caramo. Fact, on February 18th of 2023, almost a year ago, actually a month and a couple days short of a year, Christina Caramo defeated Matt DiPerno, J.D. Glasser, Scott Greenlee, Michael Farage, others that were all running to be the chair of the state party. They lost. She won with 57.8% of the vote at the state convention, February 18th of 2023. When you mathematically add the numbers of the people who wanted her out at the illegitimate January 6th meeting, 40 people, plus the one person on Saturday, January 13th, at the legitimate meeting in Houghton Lake, 41 people on the state committee want her out. The bylaws say you need 81. About half of the number required. Short break. We'll finish up on the field report. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one. This segment is brought to you by The Class. Mackinac County Republican Party is hosting us on Saturday, February 3rd, up at the Little Bear Arena in St. Ignace. Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. I'm going to reach out to Patriot brother rock star Mark Farner and see if we can get him on the show, talk about him and his wife will be attending on Saturday, February 3rd. Why is he taking the class? This guy is a patriot rock star, musician, Mark Farner's American band. Years ago, back in the 70s, lead guitar vocalist for Grand Funk Railroad. Why, at this point in his life, does he feel it's important to come to St. Ignace on Saturday, February 3rd, and sit through a class on Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution? So we'll talk to him about that. If you'd like to join Mark Farner and his wife and many other patriots that are coming, text me class. I'll send you the flyer and a link to the website, acconservatives.org. Looking forward to the conversation with Mark this morning and then seeing him on Saturday, February 3rd. Love to see you as well. So, bottom line, as I was asked to speak about Houghton Lake and going over the numbers with those that were there, I explained to him what Patrick Kobach had come up with in his synopsis. Leave it up to Patrick Kobach to be completely full of common sense, but more importantly, scientifically analyzing and looking at the metrics. Metrics are numbers based on an issue, an event, a vote. Whatever it is that you're analyzing, you can deduce metrics using mathematics. Here are the numbers. We talked about this yesterday. Many of you had asked me, you texted me PC for Patrick Kobach. I sent you his meme. There are 107 state committee members in the Michigan GOP. 75% of those 107, basically 81 people, are required to remove a chairwoman, chairman of the Michigan GOP per their bylaws. In the meme, he puts the illegitimate January 6th special meeting, 5 supported Caramo, 40 voted against her. The legitimate January 13th meeting, special meeting of the state committee, 59 voted to support to keep her. Only one person voted against her. Even if you extrapolate and take the average of the two meetings, one illegitimate, the other one legitimate, 64 voting members of the state committee voted to support and keep Caramo, 41 voted against her. They need 81, they got 41. But here's the bottom line. When you look at 64 versus 107, that means that 60.9, roughly 61% of state committee members are supporting keeping Christina Caramo as the chair. Back on February 18, 2023, she only got elected at the state convention with 57.8. So what does Patrick Kobach deduce from that? Even with all of the lies, misrepresentations, leaking to the press, all of the attacks, social media, TV appearances, a week after the state convention, February 18th was when she was elected. Less than a week later, Matt DiPerno was on Let It Rip in Detroit, a Fox News program, ripping Christina Caramo. Certain talk show hosts were claiming that that was the end, the total destruction of the Michigan Republican Party by electing her to be chair. No positive stories anywhere in the media about The Michigan Republican Party made history, folks. On February 18, 2023, they made history. You know what that history was? They elected the first black woman to be chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. Did they celebrate that? No. Was there any positive stories in the newspapers, radio, anywhere other than this show? No. Was there any positive posts on social media platforms, i.e. Twitter at the time, Facebook, Instagram, even Truth Social, anywhere? I didn't see any. But all they did was start attacking her. She's not going to be able to raise money. The main job, responsibility, and function of the state party chair is to raise money. She's not going to be able to raise money. Well, the donor class heard that everywhere. So, you know what? Evidently, you guys elected the wrong person to be chair. I'm not going to donate to the party. So, as a result, the donor class went home. Took their ball and went home. The sore losers, Matt DiPerno, J.D. Glasser, who, by the way, has been kicked out of the state party, Scott Greenlee and others, and their supporters began this coup d'etat that they think they orchestrated on January 6th as being a legitimate meeting, number one, a legitimate vote, number two, and that they had enough numbers to do it, which they did not. So it's time to move on. Well, in answering Judge North, I explained to the Sheboygan County Republican Party what Tammy Clark, Vice President, Ron Armstrong, President of Stand Up Michigan, a grassroots 501c4 nonprofit social education club to inform, engage, and educate the public behind the scenes, what they've been doing since last February 18, 2023, when Christina Crema was elected, and then they saw that week the attacks. They connected the dots and said, you know what? This is headed to our civil war, into an election year of 2024. We got to do something. Well, they already, through their roles of Stand Up Michigan leadership, have been going around to other states, talking to other organizations, being part of panels. I'm going to have Ron Armstrong on the show to talk about all the panels that he sits on and all the things that he is part of. They start talking to Freedom Works, Heritage Foundation, Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA's PAC, Americans for Prosperity, many other outside organizations and groups, and said, hey, guys, you need to be watching Michigan. We've got an open seat for the U.S. Senate. Stabenow's retiring. We're going to have a big field of candidates that we have to vet, and we have to get them to win the August 6th primary on Tuesday, August 6, 2024. We're going to need money. We're going to need support of our candidates, not the establishment, not the rhinos, not the moderates, like Mike Rogers and Peter Meyer and James Craig. And the U.S. Senate race, we don't want them to be our candidate. We have to vet the remaining ones to see who has the platform, the message, and the ability to get the signatures, to get on the ballot, number one, and number two, has a strong enough message to win August 6th, but also to go on and win that U.S. Senate seat in November, along with President Trump, who won all 99 counties in Iowa last night in the caucuses. First time it's ever been done in the history of the Iowa caucuses. Vivek Ramaswamy dropped out of the race. Trump got over 51% of the vote. DeSantis came in a far distant second, 30 points below Trump. Nikki Haley came in third. They need to drop out like Vivek Ramaswamy as well, but they probably won't. Their supporters, their donors are going to want them to stay in the fight longer. It's okay. Eventually, Trump will beat them and be the nominee. And then we unite behind our president and our Senate candidates, our state rep candidates, our county commissioner candidates, our school board candidates. And we're going to do it with money from outside organizations outside of the Michigan GOP. I asked the Sheboygan County Republicans last night a very simple question. How much money have you ever gotten over the years from the Michigan Republican Party? Given directly to the Sheboygan County Republican Party so that they could fund candidates at the local level to win their elections for many, many, many years going back. I forget the gentleman's name. I apologize. I know your name. We've talked many, many times. I just can't think of it right now. Chuck, was it? Was it Chuck Leedy? I don't remember. Anyway, bottom line, he said, Randy, I've been the treasurer of the Sheboygan County Republican Party for years. I said, yeah. I don't ever remember the Michigan Republican Party giving us any money for our county party to help us get our candidates locally elected. I said, exactly. Well, you're surely not going to get any money from the Michigan Republican Party this year. So guess what? Stand Up Michigan has asked counties to put together a candidate committee, a vetting committee, whatever you have, get volunteers to man it, start vetting these candidates right now. Start finding people to run for office. Give your choices for your county to me. I will forward them to Tammy Clark and CC you all on it, the county chair, the vice chair, the secretary, the treasurer, as to what you sent to me. You will then be introduced to a new special email account that Tammy Clark is forming for this effort. You will see her new email address that will be just for this effort, and she will see yours. Then I'm out of it. I've submitted your selections, and I've introduced you to Tammy's special email account. She'll have your email account directly, and she is going to help, and Ron Armstrong is going to help raise the money to your local county and your local candidates that you want elected on August 6th. If it goes against bylaws, we're asking you to suspend your bylaws for this year. We're going to do 2024, folks, differently than all the previous elections that we've ever had in the state of Michigan. Bottom of the hour news break. 1, be right back.